The Quran, you notice, it's uniquely styled. It's the only book in the world where God is the exclusive author cover to cover.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight and I'm your host Mehdi. Please stay with us.
كل شيء ومليك يا رب كل شيء وصانع يا خالق كل شيء وورث.
Today's tip: how to strengthen our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude and obedience to Allah via the stories and historical accounts of the Holy Quran. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how we can increase and strengthen and power up our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah via the historical accounts and the stories that we find in the Holy Quran. Now, of course, the first thing that we should keep in mind is that the Holy Quran is the word of the Almighty Allah. It is this perfect revelation that was revealed to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. It is a book that has been unchanged for over 1,000 years. There are versions or written transcripts of the Holy Quran which date back to the very early years of Islam and the history of Muslims. And of course, we find that even in the present day, the Holy Quran is a holy book that has been unchanged throughout the eras. Now, the stories in the historical accounts that we find in the Holy Quran, they show us the various signs of the Almighty Allah's power and grandeur and majesty. We see the various different qualities and attributes of the Almighty Allah via these stories and historical accounts. And so when we realize and understand and begin to fathom, at least to our capacity, the power and the grandeur and the majesty and the glory and the beautiful, perfect qualities and attributes of the Almighty Allah, then this instills a very pure and powerful form of ubudiyya and worship and servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah in every single one of us. So, of course, the more you know an individual, the more you begin to love them. And the more perfect that individual is, well, the more you end up loving that individual. And so we will find this true, you know, for most instances. And so it is very similar when it comes to the Almighty Allah. The more we know Allah, the qualities, the attributes, the stories that He has taught us in the Holy Quran, then we will have a deeper understanding of the Almighty Allah, and that will create a deeper and more profound love and admiration and awe of the Almighty Allah. And of course, that results in a very pure, a very sincere, and a very profound form of ubudiyya, a profound form of worship and servitude and obedience to the Almighty Allah, which is based upon knowledge and this realization of the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
The Holy Quran is the last revelation given unto mankind, the first one actually came with Adam as a commandment from God. And there are four major commandments, meaning revelations that have come from God. There are many, but four major ones. We believe there were at least 313 revelations that came to mankind. And the four major ones is the Torah, which was given to Moses, the Zabur, which was given to David, known as the Psalms of David, the Injil, which the Christians hold today as the Bible, which to us, of course, all these books were actually adulterated and destroyed, so we don't have any original ones. And then the final revelation which came is the Quran, as a covenant of God to confirm what was revealed prior, so that to correct the situations of God's law upon mankind. Now, the Quran represents a moral book. It's not a history book. It's not a book of science. It's not a story book. It's a book of morals, because the prerogative for mankind receiving guidance from God is precisely on the moral front, which requires that the human being has to be guided at the moral level. God is not does not send revelations to entertain us or to tell us historically what happened, because that's not the intent of a moral book. The Quran, you'll notice, it's uniquely styled. It's the only book in the world where God is the exclusive author cover to cover. Every other revealed scripture that is purported to be a revealed scripture today on earth, you will find that human beings are speaking on behalf of God. So if you read the New Testament, you read the Old Testament, these are inspirational books supposedly revealed to people through inspiration, but there is no validity that we can understand from. Whereas we find the Quran, at least systematically, is the only book where God speaks alone. Though the Holy Prophet in Islam, the last Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, is the most important person for us to follow, you find that even he is secondary in the Quran, for he does not speak of his own words, but that which God tells us. And the Quran is a book of morals, and the unique style of the Quran is that it's fragmented when it comes to stories. So you'll find the story of a prophet begins at one point, and then another chapter basically adds on, and another chapter potentially completes it. The only chapter that we know that is a complete story in the Quran, that we categorically can say it's a complete story, is the story of the prophet Joseph, Yusuf, peace be upon him. As you know, the story of Yusuf starts off where he tells his father of the dream that he had of 11 planets bowing to him, the sun and the moon. And you find that's a complete story. Otherwise, all stories in the Quran are fragmented. But what is fascinating is that the moral objectives are not fragmented. So from cover to cover, the moral objective, the oneness of God, the submission to God, the merciful God, the eschatology in Islam, which implies the belief in the Day of Judgment, what will happen to the doers of good and evil, what is our objective on life, the lessons that we learn are systematically presented in the Quran without any fragmentations. So that's the Quran. The Quran addresses not only the believers, but also the rejecters of the belief in Islam. And the Quran addresses them all with an equal opportunity to submit to the will of God through very sound arguments that are presented in the Quran. And that's really what it represents for humanity.
Muhammad, Ya Rasul Allah. يا حبيب الله محمد يا خليل الله محمد.
Welcome back to your listeners. So we are talking about how we can increase and strengthen and level up our ubudiyyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah via the historical accounts and the stories that are present in the Word of Allah, the Holy Quran. So, of course, you know, we find all of these various different historical accounts and stories of the past in the Holy Quran. Now, of course, these stories and historical accounts are not just being related for them to be storybooks, right, or stories for us to entertain ourselves. Of course, these stories and these historical accounts in the Holy Quran have a purpose. They have a meaning, they have a lesson, and they are indeed this great divine university which teaches us all of these various different lessons which humanity needs in order to attain salvation and in order to attain prosperity in both this world and the next. So, for example, we have the story of how the Almighty Allah gave a child to Her Eminence Mary, Her Eminence Maryam, without her having a husband, or how the Almighty Allah split the Nile River for Prophet Musa, or how the Almighty Allah drowned Pharaoh, Fir'aun, who was the greatest king or the greatest Pharaoh. He was the greatest Pharaoh of his era. He was all-powerful, at least in terms of human beings, and the Almighty Allah drowned him in the Nile River. Or, for example, how the Almighty Allah made the previous divine prophets victorious. While these prophets didn't have anything in their hands, they didn't have power, they didn't have wealth, they didn't have weapons or resources, right? And how these various prophets of Allah and messengers of Allah, they rose up against the various superpowers of their respective times, and they overcame those superpowers, something which was, you know, completely unimaginable. Or, for example, the fact that the Almighty Allah created every single human being out of a lifeless clay, and then He gave life, He gave death, He gave honor, He gave izzah, He gave esteem to people, and how humiliation or dhillah is also in the hands of the Almighty Allah. And all of these various different stories and historical accounts and lessons that we learn, it teaches us, as we said, about the Almighty Allah, that increases our admiration, our love, and our awe of the Almighty Allah, and that eventually results in a very powerful and profound form of ubudiyya, worship and servitude and obedience to Allah. Much for listening to this episode of the program Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
حسبنا الله.